So at its very, very highest level, this is a philosophy speech. It's a speech about the way I think we should be approaching things now with these juries, the types of things that we can and can't do. There's some practical points, but, I mean, everyone that tries lawsuits here knows everyone has their way of doing things. That's not what this is about. This is more about doing more and how, basically, I don't care how talented or good of a lawyer you are, in today's day and age, you have to be thinking about things proactively, primarily because of the society we live in and the juries that we have. So what are we going to talk about? We're going to talk a little bit about the jury selection process, not the process, but the types of jurors, because that has to do with opening and closing. We're going to talk a little bit about the laws of primacy and recency, the golden rule, your audience, and then eventually the do's and don'ts of opening statement and closing argument. All right, so I know there's a speech a little bit later on that has to do with jury selection. But all of this stuff, jury selection, opening statement, the trial itself, and then closing argument, everything has to do with making sure you fully understand your audience. And probably the biggest difference I've seen today about what jurors are doing, especially in the deliberation process, is that audiences are not predictable like they used to be. We used to say that person's going to think that person's going to think that, a teacher thinks this way, an engineer thinks this way, this is going to be a leader, this is not, and I can promise you I've done a lot of focus groups in the last year, and it's not what we think. So more than ever, knowing your audience is important, okay? I remember when I first started trying cases, everyone was older than me, everyone wanted to look into my eyes, they didn't care what I was putting up on the screen, they wanted to see what I had to say, could they trust me, right? Now, a whole lot of people are younger than me, but there's also people that are older than me. And you have to make sure that somehow you message your theme, you tell your story in a way that connects with a 47-year-old, with a 22-year-old, with a 73-year-old, whatever it may be.